morning, everyone. How are we doing?
Great.
Blessed to have you. Some of you, we're blessed to have you back from your journeys. Welcome into the house of the Lord. It's great to have you with us today. Friends, visitors, we're so excited that you're in the house of the Lord. What's the scripture say? You know it well. I was glad when they said to me, let's go to the house of the Lord. Praise the Lord. I see hands raised up in the balcony in the tech room. Man, bless you guys. They are all excited up there. We're just blessed to be in here. So thank God that we have just breath to give our praise back to God today. Amen?
Amen.
Speaking of having hands in the air, in fact, we're getting ready to put our hands in the air. The first song is Hands to the Heaven. So we're going to sing that. We don't do it. It's more than just an action. It's our heart to God saying, God, Abba, Father, we lift our hands to you in love. Again, no requirement to lift your hands, but we do ask you to lift your heart. If you can go that far, we're blessed. So, God, we thank you. We welcome your presence into this house today. We have come to join you today in worship, Father. Hear not only our song, our voices, our instruments, but God, most importantly, hear our hearts. As we lift our hands to heaven today, we bless you and thank you in Jesus' name. And all God's people said,
we are your church. We
The King is here. Amen. And we're going to rejoice because the King is here. He's opened heaven's gates. Love will never of the room, hear you speak and won't let go. Fall to my knees as I lift my hands to pray. Got every reason to be here again. Father's love that draws me in. And all of my eyes want to see is a glimpse of you. All I need is you. All I need is you, Lord, is you, Lord. All I need is you. All I need is you, Lord, is you, Lord. One more day and it's not the same. Your spirit calls my heart to sing. Drawn to the voice of my Savior once again. Where would my soul be without your Son? Gave his life to save the earth. Rest in the thought that you're watching over me. All I need is you. All I need. All I need is you. All I need is you, Lord. Is you, Lord. All I need is you. All I need is you, Lord. Is you, Lord. All I need. All I need is you, Lord, is you, Lord. All I need is you. All I need is you. All I need is you.
Things sometimes that we don't understand. We don't know how to approach. We don't know how to walk them out. And things happen, events happen, things happen to us personally, our bodies, physically. And sometimes when God is trying to show us something or teach us something that we just can't seem to grab a hold of it. And I just feel like God wants us to know this morning that whatever, if any of those categories fit you this morning, I just feel like God wants to bring peace to that. Because it's His exchange of a supernatural power. It's His exchange of His wisdom for yours that gives us peace. It's His healing that brings freedom. It's not our ability to figure it out. So God, we surrender this morning our striving. If it doesn't apply to you, don't apply it to yourself. But if it does apply to you, surrender your striving and surrender the figuring it out and things that we don't understand. And God, right now we just ask that You would come into our heart and establish Your righteousness. Your word says that when we ask for wisdom, You give it without reproach. Your word says that You heal all of our diseases. We are to trust You when we don't know what's going to happen next. And we don't know where our next dollar is going to come from. And we don't know how we're going to get through the day we're facing. When we don't know how to do the job that we're called to. When we don't know. All we need is You, Lord. All we need is You. So God, in the name of Jesus, God, forgive us sometimes for picking up what belongs to You. And I remember when You spoke to Peter and You said, upon this rock I will build My church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. You had just changed His name. And You had called Him Peter. And upon this rock. And to me, That represents the covenant of God. That represents taking on the name of Jesus in our life. And it's interesting, in the next couple of passages, Peter tried to get in the way of the will of God by saying, "May it never be, Lord. You're not going to die on the cross. That's not going to happen." And the words of Christ were, "Get behind me, Satan, for your mind is on things of the world. And things of yourself and your own opinions." I just feel like Jesus, and Angie already said it, hit it right on the head. God, He's got you. He's got this. You don't have to figure it out. You don't have to get in the way of the will of God. Just surrender. So God, I pray this morning that we open our hearts to You. We open our hearts, God. We let down our walls. We let down our inabilities. We let down everything that we can't control or do in our own strength. And God, we ask that You would come into our hearts. Come into our hearts. And we intentionally say, "I open my heart." Can you say that? "I open my heart." Okay, say it like you mean it, because I can't hear you. God, we speak it. We speak it to You. We open our heart. Even if you don't know how, you've got to trust the Lord that through your confession that He's going to do what He says He's going to do. By faith, By faith. It doesn't say by understanding. It says by faith. That we lay a hold of the Word of God and what it says. And when we confess it, it comes into our heart. It opens it up so that the truth can come in. God, forgive us for being stubborn. God, forgive us when the trumpets of the prophets are being blown, God, that our ears are closed. Forgive us, God, as a nation where we have not heard the warning. Forgive us as a nation where we have not heard the warning. And I'm praying for the entire church of America right now that we have not heeded the warning of the prophets and the trumpets that are being blown by the watchmen. God, we stand firm and believe that Amy Coney Barrett will take her place in the Supreme Court. And we thank you, Jesus, for calling such a woman for such a time as this to take her seat in the Supreme Court. God, I thank you for your mercy, God, for saving the soul of this nation. God, may we never make it about ourselves and our own opinions. But what does the Word of God say? What does it say in the Word of God? God, we just thank you, God. We invite your presence in this house. God, have mercy. Have mercy, God, on the bride of Christ. Have mercy on us, God. Lord, I just praise you. I praise your mighty name. In Jesus' name, and everybody said,
amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Did you guys come to hear the Word of God today? Acts chapter 15, verse 40. But Paul chose Silas and departed, being commended by the brethren to the grace of God. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches. Then he came to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there named Timothy, the son of a certain Jewish woman who believed, but his father was Greek. He was well spoken of by the brethren who were at Lystra and Iconium. Paul wanted to have him go on with him, and he took him and circumcised him because of the Jews who were in that region, for they all knew that his father was Greek. And as they went through the cities, they delivered to them the decrees to keep which were determined by the apostles and elders at Jerusalem. I need to switch to the red mic. I'm going to start at verse 16:6. Now when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. After they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them. So passing by Mysia, they came down to Tros. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. Now after he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them. Therefore, sailing to Tros, we ran a straight course to Samothrace, and the next day came to Neapolis. And from there to Philippi, which is the foremost city of the part of Macedonia, a colony. And we were staying in that city for some days. And on the Sabbath day, we went out of the city to the riverside where prayer was customarily made. And we sat down and spoke to the woman who met there. Now a certain woman named Lydia heard us. She was a seller of purple from the city of Thyatira who worshipped God. The Lord opened her heart to heed the things spoken by Paul.